Blessing the peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Troy Brewer coming at you strong. I'm talking about, listen, I'm as strong as I wish you could see the incredible physical condition I'm in right now. Why are you laughing, Sydney? See, that's the power of radio. That's what that is. Guys, I want to welcome you and call you blessed in Jesus' name. Guys, today it's Friday, and you know what we do on Friday? We do a podcast broadcast. And wherever you're driving down the road, whatever it is that you're doing today, get ready to let the Lord speak to you. Get ready to let the Holy Spirit inspire you. Get ready. I mean, just get ready, get ready, get ready, as T.D. Jakes once said. Amen. Listen, I'm in the studio here today with Miss Cindy McGill, and how are you?
I'm good
to see you.
I'm good.
You do incredible outreaches all over the world, and God uses you in an incredible way. And tell us what you've been doing here the past week or so.
Well, this last week was one of our major outreaches, and we go as dream interpreters into the adult arena. We just try and make ourselves available to interpret dreams and bring some encouragement, some light, some direction to some of the people that are actually caught up in the adult industry. And so it was very fruitful. It was really good. We had a lot of encounters. People were really willing and open to tell us their dreams. And
awesome.
It gives us a window in or a way in or lowers a bridge into their heart of trust.
Yep.
And they're telling us something that they've received. So we're not always, you know, in the prophetic, we tend to tell people what we see.
Mm-hmm.
And in a dream interpretation, they tell you something.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's a really big deal. You know, of course, the standard of that in the Word is Joseph, and it's also Daniel. And actually interpreting somebody else's dream gives you a place of authority with them.
Yes, it does.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
I do too.
I just absolutely love that. So we're actually talking today dreams. And in fact, me and you and Jamie Galloway are going to do some cool dream stuff. Right on. I don't know if you know that or not.
No, that's great.
Yeah, we are. Me and you and Jamie Galloway are going to do some cool dream stuff. We're going to put together e-courses and all kinds of cool stuff.
Good.
I know. But we're talking dreams today, and we're talking about in these last days that there's an anointing for dreaming, and Joel talked about it when he said that actually it comes with a maturity, and maturity is not just the maturity of the person, it's the maturity of a timeline, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he says you're in that the Spirit of God would be poured out upon all flesh, your sons and daughters would prophesy, your young men would have visions, and your old men would dream dreams,
right?
Mm-hmm. So as we mature, and as we mature as a church, as we mature as people, as you know, the old man, or is that Father Time or whatever that is, that where it's a baby at the beginning of the year and at the end, it's like, okay, well, it's kind of a picture of that to me, it is.
Yeah.
And so I know that the closer that we get to King Jesus, the more and more and more the Spirit of the Lord is being poured out in the form of dreams. Now, you interpret dreams all over the world, and you do that. I love to interpret dreams. I know that one of the big dreams that you come across constantly is people having these dreams of their teeth falling out.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Oh, my goodness. It's like the number one dream.
Really?
Right. I mean, we've been on the streets all over the world, like you said, in different festivals, different events, different arenas, and you probably can't go 10 minutes really searching for dreams, people to tell you the dreams, without hearing teeth falling out.
Man, I want to tell you, I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. And I wonder if you come across that because the Lord knows that you're the one that's going to interpret it. Or do you know what I mean by that? I wonder if that's like one of your trademarks or something.
I don't know. Yeah,
like
I would wonder.
Like a spiritual calling card or something.
But I do know this, that when I found one, usually I'll find five more.
That's crazy.
And so it tells me that people are in a season of making decisions and that kind of thing. And what I start out with teeth falling out is it usually means that when you don't have teeth, you're gumming things. In other words, you don't have the ability to chew down or break down details.
Mm.
So you're in danger of swallowing something whole, and it usually is in a time when you're getting ready to make a big decision.
Oh, wow.
You're getting ready to sign contracts. You're going to enter into a covenant relationship with someone, marriage or whatever.
Wow.
You're getting ready to change jobs, locations, whatever it might be. And there'll be some sort of a warning. I think it's a warning dream. And it'll tell you, you know, go back, make sure that you've got all the details, make sure that you're that you understand fully what you're getting up to, what you're signing up for, so that you don't end up paying for it later. And it was interesting because just last week at this event, we found a guy who was a part of the industry. In fact, he was not a good part of the industry at all. And he'd had a dream where his teeth were falling out. And with it was coming his jaw.
Oh, wow.
And he was very closed off to me at first. He didn't want to talk to me at all. And I thought, tell me a dream. You just had a dream, right? And he goes, yeah, I did, two nights ago. I said, okay, well, give it to me. And he said, it's my teeth were falling out. He said, first they were crumbling, and then they started to fall out. And then my whole jaw was being pulled out with my teeth. And I said, oh, this is going to affect your identity.
Wow.
This is going to make a huge change in the way that you're seen and what your image is and what your identity is.
Right.
And I said, it's a warning dream. And I got up and left. And he was like, what? Right?
Mic drop.
Yeah. It was great.
And this, by the way, is a bad guy. He's a demonic guy involved in a demonic industry and a very demonic part of a very demonic industry.
Yeah, very much so.
And I'll be dipped. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk dreams. We were actually just talking about dreams and encounters. And of course, I think that if you're open to if you're going to be a kingdom person and if you're open to growing in Jesus, you learn how to be, hey, this needs to become the new norm, you mm-hmm. know, where the Spirit of the Lord showed up in a crazy way, or I had an amazing dream. I had a dream just a couple of nights ago, and it was T.D. Jakes came to me. I was in a gold room, and I dreamed this last Wednesday night after we filmed the Daystar thing here at Open Door, and right after we'd done the conference, and it was like finally over, and I went home, and Larry Randolph was staying at my house, and you know, he's like a supernatural Mr. Magoo. He's so much like my dad. It cracks me up, man. He's so funny to me, and his bride was with him, and he's like, hey, did I tell you that you're gonna have a dream tonight? And I said, no, sir, you didn't. He said, yeah, you're gonna have a dream. So you need to, as soon as you wake up, and it's gonna be a waking dream. And so you need to write it down as soon as you wake up. There's gonna be like some urgency with it. And I went, okay, sure as shooting, Cindy. I come in bed, I go to sleep, and I have this dream, and I'm in this gold room, and I've been in the gold room one time before. And I'm aware of that room. And the last time that I was in the gold room was at the beginning of 2016. And then financially, everything changed for me that year, mm-hmm. just in a tremendous way.
Yeah.
And I was sitting at this board table and like a boardroom. And I was standing there by myself. And in walks in T.D. Jakes. Mm-hmm. And he walks in and he comes over. And I don't want to tell you exactly what he said, but I'll tell you exactly what he said of one part. I just don't want to share it on the radio.
Sure.
But the bottom line is he came over and he said, Troy, and he's using these real big words, and you know, just like T.D. Jakes does, but it was like exaggerated in my dream. He said, I'd like to articulate and pontificate concerning yada, 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 yada. And I was just looking at him with my mouth open, and he's like, did you not catch that? And I said, I heard what you said, sir, but I'm not exactly sure what you said. He said, oh, I see. You want me to talk ghetto to you? And I said, no, sir. I don't want that. But then he said, well, you want me to think that you're from the ghetto. That's what you want everybody to think. I said, no, I don't come from the ghetto. He said, yeah, you do. You come from a hat-wearing, bandana-wearing ghetto. I know ghetto when I see it. And you want me to speak that kind of language to you? Well, I'm not here to talk to you like that. I'm here to call you up into a higher place. And I was just like, I mean, he had such authority in my dream. And I was just like, yes, sir, yes, sir. And then he actually took me out onto a stage and started telling me, this is how I want you to do this, and this is how I want you to do that. And so when I woke up it was a huge dream, okay? I woke up, and as soon as I woke up, there's a world-famous person that had texted me and literally the phone went ting when I woke up. And I looked over at it, and I had 70-some-odd texts from the Wednesday night to that Thursday morning because we'd just done a conference. And it was a top one, meaning he had just done it. And he asked me to come and do this TV show. And I was trying to wake up, and I was trying to think of the dates. And he said, can you come on this date or that date? And I said, no, I'm going to be in San Antonio on that date. And then he said, well, can you come on this date? And I said, yes. And he said, well, then you'll share the camera with T.D. Jakes.
Wow, that's really great.
I mean, that confirmation.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's a calling dream. I knew it. When you started talking, I knew it was a calling dream. And it's also, he's been where you're going. So he's going to be imparting things to you, tools and understanding about things that he's paved the way.
Yes.
So you're going to be learning from him, and he's going to groom you and show you things that will get you there quicker and get you where you need to be with integrity and honesty and, yes. and with perfection.
That's
with
exactly what the dream was. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Integrity, honesty, and perfection and excellence and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
I'll be right back again with you as we talk about dreams and visions of destruction and judgment and things like that. And what are we supposed to do with that kind of thing? I'll be right back with you right after this. Hello, my podcast listening friend, you progressive learner, you disciple of Jesus, you intuitive and ingenuitive person, you. Hey, man, this is Troy. I'm going to break in for just a second and remind you that we got so many amazing things coming up, and I want you to know about those things. I do have the trip to Israel that's coming up in the month of March, and it's not just any trip. It is the God TV Arise Zion. Me and a whole bunch of other people are going to be hosting that. You got to find out about it. Go to troybrewer.com. Guys, we have so many things coming up. It's hard to always tell everybody about all the things. So do you want just simply go to troybrewer.com. All right, let's go back to the podcast. Cindy, I bless you and call you blessed, man. We're talking dreams. We're talking about having our heart broken over all the people that God has called us to reach out to. And that's a big part of dream interpretation for me is thinking the whole, it's just a huge part of the prophetic is honing in on the Father's heart towards people. Right on.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a huge part of it. So we were going to talk about, because I want to kind of segue into that, because when you have warning dreams or when you have judgment dreams or things like that, to me, there is some responsibility as kingdom people that we have. If I see destruction is coming to somebody or something, I don't want to just go out and just herald that, right? I want to go after, okay, God showed me this. Now, what is God's heart and what's my role in this and how does this work? Mm-hmm. Are you like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a way that I do this though, because I hear all kinds of dreams and a lot of them are traumatic and some of them have literally to do with judgment, but I flip the dream. So, because whatever Satan means for evil, God will turn it for good. So, I just give them the other side of it. And in giving them the truth and breaking the assignment over them through them telling me the dream and go, oh, well, this is what that means. And begin to tell them the positive and the future, because we're futurists.
That's right. Yeah, you're futurists.
And also, our words have power. And we can declare a thing and it will come to pass. Mm-hmm. And so we literally disarm the enemy's plan for whatever they've just told us about their life.
You know, as people send in their dreams for me to interpret or whatever, and I start seeing these patterns about that. So-and-so in this other state dreamed the same thing and so-and-so in this other, right? Do you see that?
Yes, all the time.
Okay. So I had this, I'm going to tell you about an encounter that I had with the Lord and something that God showed me. And this is pre-9/11. To make a very long story short, I saw a grid of New York City, and there's so many things to set this up, but I'm just going to tell you what I saw. I saw a grid of New York City, kind of like a computer grid, where you could actually see through the buildings, you know, where the buildings were just all outlined. I could also see the ground level, and I could see below the ground, okay? So something like looking on a computer where you could move, you know, the image around and look at it, right? And when I saw this, I saw a bomb go off below ground and none of the buildings fell. Then I saw a bomb go off above ground and some of the buildings fell. And then I saw a bomb go off at ground level and all of the buildings fell. They all fell. Okay, so that was, again, I think that was around 92-ish, 1992-ish, 1993-ish, mm-hmm. when I dreamed that.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I've seen two of those events happen. Okay. I also had another dream, and this is in 2015. I dreamed this dream. And in this dream, I was in my office, but my office was in New York City somehow. Okay. But it was my office. Okay. And I was there, and I realized that we were in a skyscraper. And I suddenly realized, I know it's fixing to happen. I know it's fixing to happen, and this is not good. And I saw this bright light, super bright white light, and I saw that. And everything crumbled and fell, but my office was in perfect condition. Mm-hmm. And all of us inside my office was in perfect condition. And I saw these people coming out of this rubble, coming across the rubble and coming out of this black smoke, and they were all saying in unison, give us hope and tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Give us hope and tell the truth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was 2015.
Yeah. Well, your office is your calling.
Right on.
It's the apostolic prophetic.
Yeah.
So everyone in that office, in your office,
yep.
is protected. And in such a time as this, to be able to proclaim hope in the midst of everything looking chaotic and not, you know, just falling apart. And I think that it's a double play on your office, you
Amen.
Know. So you'll be preserved and people with you will be preserved in order for them to have a voice to listen to at very troubled times and times when things don't make sense and any number of things that can happen. And we've already seen so much of that in our world just up till now. I mean, and so even more things we know that are going to happen. And I always think about the significance of God pouring out dreams on all flesh in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
That means people that do and don't know him are getting dreams.
Yes.
And they're getting God dreams.
Yes.
But what's happening is they're going to psychics to get them interpreted because the church hasn't stepped up to do it yet like we need to.
Yep.
But if you look at Matthew 1 and 2, that's when Jesus was getting ready to come back or come to earth the first time. And Joseph had three dreams on how to keep him, you know, from destruction. And if you look at that, you think that I was reading that one time and it said, Joseph being a just man. And that time that I read it, you know, how many times have we read that? And that time I read it, it said, Joseph being just a man.
Oh.
Right?
Wow.
And it was like God spoke to me and said, well, he was.
Yeah, right on.
He was just a man. But he was faced with some difficulties in situations that he didn't bring on himself. You know, the Holy Spirit had come over Mary, and she was pregnant. And by law of Moses, he was supposed to put her away publicly, which meant stone her. And that meant he would probably be stoned as well. But during this time when he's trying to sort things out, because everything was crazy in his life. He had no ability to think through, to process through, to make any kind of intelligent decision on what to do. God spoke to him when he stopped fighting it.
Wow.
When he was at rest, when everything was out of control,
wow.
God spoke to him in a dream, brought an angel and said, here's the deal.
You know, I've always wondered why, or that's so good, because I've always wondered why. How come the angel spoke to Mary personally, but spoke to him through a dream?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Yeah, because he was freaked out. Because
he was.
And he wasn't going to, he might not have acted right. And so God just put him to sleep.
I think so. And typically, I mean, if he was just a man, which he was, he's trying to circle it around and go, well, what do I do?
Yeah.
Like, what's my next step? What am I supposed to do? Should I put her away? Should I, you know, and he really just didn't know what to do. And he'd exhausted himself. I could just imagine that he would have exhausted himself emotionally, physically, mentally, trying to figure out what to do. And so God spoke to him very clearly in a dream when he couldn't fight it. And he got up and did exactly what the angel told him to do. And when we are in situations, and I think that because Jesus is getting ready to come again, why wouldn't God use dreams? It's a secret weapon. He brings messages to people in dreams. They can't fight it. You can't unhave the dream if it's a God dream, you know? And it's going to be one of those that sticks with you. It's branded on your spirit. You can remember it in detail 30, 40 years later. It doesn't matter what. As just as if you'd had it the night before. And I believe that's where God's going to begin to communicate with us even more in the days to come as dreams increase.
Amen. Amen, amen. So what would you say, to somebody who's listening, Cindy, and they're like, okay, I want to partner with God in my dream life, and I want to hear God speak in a greater way, and I want to be able to remember my dreams. How can people activate that? How can people partner with God concerning that?
I think my understanding is that you value them.
If you value them,
you're going to have them.
Yep.
Because God wants to give you dreams more than you want to have them yourself.
Yes.
And I think that so often we block them out. If you take sleeping meds like Ambien or stuff like that, yep. You go into a deep sleep, you probably won't have as many dreams.
That's correct.
If you do, you'll have it in the beginning of when you're getting ready to wake up.
Yes.
Oftentimes people that do take sleeping meds or stuff and then they take a nap, you'll probably find your dream life increase in your nap time before your bedtime.
Yep.
And so, but if you value them, if you put interest in them, if you value them like God values them, you're going to have more of them.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, listen, we only have about a minute left. So could you please pray? Could you please pray for everybody and let's just ask God to make that happen for us.
Yeah. Father, I just want to thank you, one, for the vehicle of dreams that Jesus, it's your decision to give us dreams.
Yes.
And we want to receive them. And I'm asking you, God, that you would awaken us to your voice. You can speak to us any way you want, but especially in dreams, Lord, this is your desire. This was your choosing to begin to speak to us in a dream language at nighttime when we're resting and when we're not fighting you. And I'm asking you to awaken each one of us to a new season of dreams, to a new emphasis upon dreams, God, that you give us the ability not only to hear the dream, but to understand what you're speaking to us in that dream. And God, that you would teach us and train us how to write them down and to review them and to date them. And God, you'd help us remember to do that. And as we do, God, that you would give us even more prophetic understanding and insight of the days to come and things ahead. So we thank you, God. We love you, and we thank you for your communication vehicle of dreams and visions.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Love you, King Jesus.
Thank
you so much, Cindy. I'm so grateful for you. I just have about 20 seconds left here. And if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
I have a website, cindymcgill.org.
Okay, cindymcgill.org. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me. And again, you can listen to this in its entirety by going to troybrewer.com. And I bless you big today. Bye-bye, everybody.